This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, thank you for joining us in this segment. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be joined after this next segment by another person who has been targeted in a censorship purge that the radical left says is not happening. Oh, it's not happening. No one's being purged except everyone that we know is being censored and bullied and cut off and economically sabotaged and you name it. But we're going to be joined by Gary Franchi from the Next News Network. And last segment, we're joined by Jim Hoft from the Gateway Pundit. If you missed that, you definitely want to check out that video online. Just a couple of minutes here before we get that started. I'm going to cover some headlines. Also, we're going to take calls in this third hour. So the phone number is 877-789-2539. I'll repeat it again in the next segment, but it's 877-789-2539. Excuse me. And I very much welcome your calls. For the rest of this segment, I want to answer a couple of questions people have been asking me. So number one, this is funny. Like, dude, why is your face kind of red here on the InfoWars studio? Truth be told, I'm actually Native American. There's a lot of Native American blood in my blood, and my face tends to be sort of reddish colored, which is really interesting. I'm not actually steaming mad or anything. I'm actually having a great time here hosting the InfoWars broadcast. But also, I do a lot of outside training. I'm outside a lot. I get a lot of sun. You know, I live on a ranch. I take care of donkeys and goats and the free-range chickens that we have. And I also train outdoors with firearms training. So I do a lot of tactical firearms training, carbine training, pistol training, long-range target shooting. It's all outdoors. You know, there is no 1,000-yard indoor range that I've ever found. You're going to shoot 1,000 yards, you got to go outdoors. So I'm outdoors a lot, doing a lot of training, getting up to speed. I've been doing it for years. Very, very competent in firearms, which I believe all of us need to be. You just never know with the crime going through the roof and the assaults on our liberties. You know, the Second Amendment is not just designed to protect us from tyrants. It's also important to protect us from, you know, a liberal mob of people trying to kill us and trying to take away, you know, our property. Think about communism. Every time it takes over a country, they steal your land. They steal your businesses, right? They arrest those who are resisting communism. And frankly, there are many cases throughout history, if the people had firearms, they'd be able to fight back. I mean, even Nazi Germany and the Jews, if the Jewish people had been fully armed, they could have resisted more effectively. They could have taken out more Nazi soldiers. Even if they didn't 100% win, they would have made it more costly to the Germans. And I believe, isn't there a group today called Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, JPFO, I think is an actual group out there. And I think their slogan is something like, never forget, firearms are for protecting us from tyranny. And that message has never been more true than it is right now here in the United States today. They're coming for our speech. They're coming for our guns. They're coming for everything, our privacy. They're silencing us. They're committing economic sabotage. They're going after us at every level while they're saying, oh, it's not even happening. Oh, this is not happening. Don't watch. Don't look while we're bashing everybody and try to ruin them economically. It's insane. But coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to Gary Franchi, who has more thoughts on censorship of the media. And we'll take your call-ins, your calls. 877-789-2539 is the number to call in. And I especially would love your questions for me. It's been 4.5, maybe 5 years since I hosted here on InfoWars, and I really welcome your questions, and I really appreciate you. I appreciate your support. I appreciate what you do for this liberty stand that we're taking here to try to defend what we have in this country. You are the reason we're able to be here and do this, so I want to hear from you. Definitely call in, and I look forward to taking your calls. Mike Adams here, filling in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back after this break.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, part of the extreme deception by the left is not only the targeting of conservative and libertarian voices for censorship, but also their absurd claim that there is no targeting going on. I mean, this is just epic. This is a whole new level of deception that they're engaged in. It's like they would go to a community of liberty-minded, like a liberty neighborhood somewhere at 3 in the morning and just kick down everybody's door and shoot people in the head and then claim, we didn't shoot anybody in the head. No, they ran into doorstops. We're not doing that. No. We love all those people. We love the First Amendment. No, you don't. You hate the First Amendment, you leftists. You globalists, you evil operatives, you hate America. You hate liberty. You hate independent thinking. You hate voices of truth and freedom. And that's why you're trying to crush them while claiming you're not crushing anything. You're not fooling anybody. You're just not fooling anybody. And joining us in this segment is someone else who is not fooled but is being targeted as further evidence that this targeting is systematic. It's happening. The purge is on. And it is specifically singling out voices who are pro-liberty. His name is Gary Franchi. He's from Next News Network. He joins us now by Skype to discuss what's been happening to him. Gary, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Mike, it's great to see you.
It's good to have you on. Now, you've seen what's happening out there. Tell us how you are being censored and demonetized and targeted so that you know the listeners can hear. This is not just me or Alex or Jim Hoft. It's you, too. It's many people out there. What's happening to you?
Well, what we've seen through our analytics since, well, I mean, of course, we had the apocalypse, which took place back in March. But we also are looking at the analytics from late October last year. We saw a 75% drop in viewership. And we attribute that to an algorithm shift that YouTube announced. And now, if you take a look at the analytics between CNN, MSNBC, all these different left-wing media outlets, you compare them against Alex Jones, Next News Network, InfoWars, you compare the viewership rating for, like, Social Blade, you can actually see a specific and real, like, it's like the complete shift. Ours goes down while theirs goes up.
Right.
This is all reactionary from the election. They are so upset that they lost the election, and they continue to blame social media, conservative viewpoints. They blame all these viewpoints so that they can suppress our voices, and then they go ahead and they weight the scales, Mike,
right, of course,
in the algorithm so that our stuff goes down and theirs goes up.
Well,
and that's
like,
just one
saying,
point that we noticed back in October.
They're admitting that we are being effective, that, in fact, we are persuasive. Because if you think about it, if their position is that things that you say or things that Alex says are total nonsense – and thus don't make any sense, well, then why censor them? You know, if what you're saying, Gary, is complete nonsense, then why not allow you to broadcast your nonsense and look like a fool to the world? But in truth, you make a lot of sense. You're invoking logic and reason. You are bringing people real truth and real news, and it is compelling, and that's why we're being censored. Does that sound right?
Well, they don't want people to think, Mike. They want people to be drones. They want people to just go about their daily lives, you know, and just, you know, having no critical thoughts.
Well,
so
right.
When we introduce critical
demanded
thinking to people,
conformity, yes,
exactly. So we're making people think, and then that creates, you know, a reaction. They have to make a decision, and what do? They go and they vote in the polls. They vote for Donald Trump, and then they come back and they try to blame the people for influencing them. When we're presenting simple facts and information, I mean, we're getting attacked by the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Guardian. We're getting attacked at all fronts, and now we're seeing the demonetization. I mean, Mike, what I have to go through every single day. Every single day, when I go through my documents and I take a look at all the articles I'm going to read for the day, I have to do a keyword scrub for words I know are going to get flagged by the system, by the algorithm.
What are some of those keywords? Just tell us what some of those words are.
Oh, well, one thing, sure, we noticed this a time ago. It's ISIS. It's something you cannot say.
ISIS.
And what happens is when you say ISIS, the voice print analysis at YouTube, what happens is it, it takes your voice, puts it into text, and that creates metadata for the system, and then they demonetize it.
Wow.
Anything related to Parkland, I've been scrubbing Parkland, shooting. I mean, we noticed just the other day we did a report where they were scrubbing guns from the shopping tab at Google.
Wow. Yeah, of
I
course.
Mean,
that's been widely reported. By the way, I'm going to keep it to the next segment, but change your background from an animation to a still image, and your frame rate will improve. I'm getting... It's causing a very slow frame rate, but that's just a technical issue. What you're saying is right on point, and this is systematic targeting. What are you hearing from other people? Because you have a lot of contacts in, you know, conservative news as well. What are you hearing from other people? Are they experiencing the same targeting that you're being subjected to, or are some people getting by unscathed?
No, I think it's actually there are people getting completely banned from YouTube. I mean, they're getting shut down,
like
three strikes out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
They blocked me on Saturday, by the way. They just took down the whole Health Ranger account, 1,700-plus videos.
Yeah.
Just gone.
Yeah, you're one of the affected parties, and hopefully we can get some help for you there. I mean, we had a strike on our channel because we used the term crisis actor in a video that was 3 years old, and it wasn't even related to anything other than a military exercise that took place in Arizona. You know,
yeah.
So,
but just the term crisis actor gets you flagged, right?
Just the term crisis actor gets you flagged. You know, the term false flag, anything that has to do with any sort of shooting or critical crisis feel. It's like, man, you have to scrub. You have to use generalized terminology just so you can speak the truth.
Well, this
and
is fascinating. That
viewership.
I guess the new narrative is that when there's a shooting, that no one can ask any questions now whatsoever. If children were killed in this event, which they were, that you can't even, like, journalism is now illegal in America surrounding shooting events. You can't ask questions. You can't voice a differing opinion. You can't criticize, you know, a CNN journalist covering their fake journalists. It's the new... Stasi, it's the new SS of the news that condemns anybody who has a differing opinion. Where do you think this is headed, Gary?
Well, I think the worst part about it is you got these kids coming out, and the kids are being manipulated by the media and by the leftists so that the kids are untouchable. I think that's probably one of the scariest things that we've seen come out of this last event is that the manipulation of children to further the agenda. But I guess that's been going on for a long time, Mike. They always say it's for the children. But now they get some young, fresh-faced kids who have been just recently, you know, victimized in a very, very graphic situation. And now, and they can articulate, they can go in front of the cameras, they can repeat talking points. And I think that's really the scariest thing coming out of it. And unfortunately, I think we're going to see more of that because they see the effectiveness of it. And they're using that as the weapon, the bludgeon, to shut down free speech and any critical thoughts or critical questions of those narratives.
Right, and Jim Hoff was telling us in the last hour that they're now indoctrinating children as young as 9 years old to join these anti-gun marches. I mean, you talk about brainwashing. I mean, and they don't tell the kids that it is disarmed populations throughout history that have been exterminated by government genocide. The term is called democide. 262 million people have been murdered by governments in the last, like, century and a half. 262 million people. How come they're not marching against genocide to say, hey, the Second Amendment protects us, protects our rights, protects us against tyranny? You know, they're never being told that. But, Gary, stay with us. I'm going to hold you over for the next segment. I just want to mention to people, I think you should call your representatives in Washington today. Here's the switchboard number for the U.S. Capitol, 202-224-3121. That number again is 202-224-3121, and demand antitrust action and regulation of these tech giant companies to halt their politically biased censorship. This is the action item for today. Call the Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121, demand antitrust action and regulatory protections of free speech in the online ecosystem. This is crucial. We'll be right back with more here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in today. We're talking with Gary Franchi of Next News Network. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey! This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Today is really, this is a discussion of censorship gone wild, tyranny on parade. And we've been talking to many other people today who have also been targeted with the censorship purge that the insane, delusional left is trying to pretend isn't happening. So I was censored. My entire YouTube channel was taken down on Saturday, just a few days after I appeared on InfoWars as a guest. Google censored my website a year ago, took us down for 6 days for no reason whatsoever. That was national news. We talked to Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit, who has been subjected to this censorship tyranny. InfoWars is being attacked by CNN. Paul Joseph Watson is being attacked. CNN is committing economic sabotage now against InfoWars, trying to take away the revenue that supports this operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, by the way, to defeat CNN's attempt. And now we're joined by Gary Franchi of the Next News Network, who is also targeted. So anybody trying to say that this isn't happening is completely out of it. This is absolutely happening. The purge is on. They're trying to silence our voices. And my main question for you, Gary, is why? What is coming up that is so, you know, dangerous for America that they have to silence all of our voices in advance? What do you think is coming up, Gary?
Well, Mike, we got the 2018 midterm elections coming up, and the last thing that YouTube, that Google, that Facebook, they want to deal with again is being blamed for some sort of hacking or election loss. So what they're doing is they're trying to shut down every single voice that they believe was manipulated by the Russians as well. Look, they said that Gary Franchi was promoted by the Russians, okay? So what they're trying to do is they're trying to shut down every single conservative voice. They don't want to be blamed again for some sort of election hacking thing. And because the egg was on their face, everyone's pointing the finger at them. So I think that's one thing that because of the election, they do not want to have a repeat of that.
You're talking about the midterm elections coming up, and I get that. And your audio is kind of cutting out there a little bit. Sorry for me interrupting, but it seems like to me, though, there's got to be something bigger than that. I mean, just the midterm elections, I granted, that's crucial. And if they win, you know, the House, then they will impeach Trump. And if they impeach Trump, they think maybe they can win the 2020 presidency, and then they will use that to take away the guns, you know, take away our firearms and install another anti-gun person at the Supreme Court level. I get all that. But do you have any hints that there is something bigger in the works than just the elections?
Well, I mean, you look at the long goal of the New World Order. I mean, they want to turn America into a third world despot. They want us all to be subservient to their algorithms, to their government handouts. They want us to just fall in line. So that's why they need to take the guns away, and they use every single opportunity to do that. So at the end of the day, you know, government roundups is, I mean, that's the ultimate goal. When you have a disarmed population, they can come in and easily round up the dissident voices.
Well, that's so the thing, yeah. And they can only take our guns if we agree to give them up, because they can't take them by force. There are too many armed Americans. There are too many people who will defend their country. You know, thank God. And I'm one of them, and you're one of them, I know. But they have to get people to voluntarily surrender their Second Amendment rights. And in order to do that, it seems like they're going to have some bigger false flag than what we've ever seen in history. And that's the only way. How are you going to convince, you know, 100 plus million Americans to give up their guns?
Well, look, A larger false flag would be an absolutely terrifying thing. We've seen multiple across, you know, the last decade. So we don't want to, I personally would hate to see something like that.
Right, me too.
What I think is when, here's the bigger problem, is that we got the suppression of speech. And speech is the only mechanism by which we can communicate and have an effective dialogue, debate, and then have effective change across the country.
But that's they don't want a dialogue. They don't want you to be part of the conversation. Right? They want to bash you on the head, stick duct tape over your mouth, and say, you're a bully, so we're going to bully you into silence. That's what the left does today.
Well, unfortunately, the consequences of that, when they shut off that release valve of people being able to speak and have dialogue, well, the consequence of that is revolution. It's civil war. So I think that that's the unintended consequence of their slow kill of our speech. And if they want to continue to try to take the guns away, that's just stupid. There's so many guns in this country, they can't come and take them all away.
But insightful term that you use, the slow kill of our speech. Actually, it's kind of an accelerated rapid kill at the moment, but I get what you're saying. I tell you what, let's take a caller, Gary. We've got Hotshot from California calling in. Thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Adams here and Gary Franchi. You can pose a question to either one of us or both. What's your question? Go ahead.
Hello, you guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I'd like to talk about Gary's talking about the targeted individuals. That's true. That's happening. It's happening down to the simple man level. If you have a voice and you're speaking out and you're being effective, they're going to put a thumb on you and hold you down. It's happening to everybody across the board. I'd like to shine some light on the Florida incident and his remarks saying he was hearing voices. Okay?
You're talking about Nicholas Cruz.
Correct. Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Trying to get that in under there so we don't get censored.
Right. You know how the censorship keywords work. Go ahead, though.
Correct. So if you were to dig deeper into that, there's such a thing as called offensive information warfare. Offensive information warfare was used in the first Desert Storm. It said that we got the Iraqis to lay down their guns with the voice of God weapon. Now, you put somebody on psychotropics and you use neuro-linguistic programming and the voice of God weapon, you can pretty much program to do anything, much like a Manchurian candidate.
But they're saying that, the left is saying that Trump is the Manchurian candidate. How insane is that? I mean, when you say it, caller, I apologize, I don't even know your name. When you say it, they're going to say you're a conspiracy theorist. But when they say Trump is a Manchurian candidate, that's not a conspiracy theory. You see?
Sure, I understand the double standard. We've just got to stick to our program and work it from within. You take, for example, the U.S. Embassy attack in Cuba, 24 individuals with brain abnormalities. There's four technologies out under offensive information warfare. They could have easily been hit with signals technology. You're aware of this, Mike?
Absolutely. And let's get Gary's response on this. We've only got about a minute left. Go ahead, Gary. What's your response to what the caller's saying?
Well, I mean, information technology, warfare, I mean, this is what we're experiencing all across the country. I mean, it's happening in real time. We have to censor ourselves by not even saying keywords in video streams. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what's happening. But in the Manchurian candidate sense of things, the hypocrisy is clear. You know, you can have one, Trump can be the Manchurian candidate, or Cruz can be the Manchurian candidate, you know. Pick the narrative of the day. The bottom line is they're censoring us. They're trying to shut us down. We cannot let that continue.
It's absolutely true. I thank you for your call, Hotshot from California. Very well spoken and some good points there for all of us to consider. Gary, I also want to thank you for joining us. Your website is nextnewsnetwork.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, nextnewsnetwork.com. You can find us at youtube.com/nextnewsnetwork for now.
Yeah, and, gonna
we're
going to you next.
Publish.
Once you appear on this show, you're targeted for termination, Gary. That's what happened to
targeted.
Me.
The target's big.
All right. Well, thanks for being on today, Gary, and thank you for joining us. We'll be back after this break with more. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams filling in today.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The assault on free speech is on. They're trying to exterminate independent voices and independent media from the space, the place of public discussion. The internet is being cleansed, you might say, cleansed of the ability to think, the ability to question. I mean, think about it. YouTube took my channel down, but they leave channels up that have violence and, you know, abusing animals and live shootings and murder and everything. That's no problem. But someone like me who asks a few important questions about the left-wing agenda, no, you get censored. So there are powerful actions that you can take right now. I'm going to mention those. Just going to repeat, too, that this is a good time to call your Capital switchboard today at 202-224-3121 and talk to your lawmakers and demand antitrust action against these tech giants who are unfairly singling people out for politically biased censorship. Another thing you can do is you can tweet out the at YouTube team. It's just at YouTube is the Twitter handle. And demand that they stop censoring Paul Joseph Watson and InfoWars and Natural News and everybody else that they're censoring. I'm also launching a new free speech video aggregation site. I've already spoken with Alex about this. He fully supports the operation. We're going to be carrying the InfoWars videos. I'll be talking to Rob Dew and Paul Joseph Watson, getting all that coordinated. And that site, which is just a teaser right now, but it's launching later this year, is called real.video. It's real.video, completely ad-free. This is not a commercial plug. It's a place where our free speech rights will be protected. It's a video distribution system for people like Jim Hoft and Gary Franchi and Paul Joseph Watson and David Knight and Alex Jones and myself. And that site, you can register there now just to get informed. It's called real.video. We grabbed that premium domain name last week as part of this operation, and I'm working with peer-to-peer programmers. That does not, by the way, compete with bitshoot.com or d.tube or Steemit or anything like that. It actually works alongside them in many ways, as you'll soon see. And by the way, I fully support all of those peer-to-peer video sites and Steem and Steemit.com, doing great work. I think Alex has already given everybody permission to upload and share his videos. You can also, I want to encourage you to type your favorite website URLs directly into your browser. Don't depend on Facebook to spoon feed you biased disinformation. Don't even depend on, let's say, Reddit to give you a feed. You should go to the websites that you support where you know the truth reigns supreme. You know, just type in InfoWars.com. Just type in NaturalNews.com. Just go directly to the websites. Don't depend on somebody else to curate your content, because then you're not going to get real information if you do that. The other thing is, walk away from Facebook, YouTube, and Google. Walk away from these biased, anti-American services. Stop using Facebook. It wastes your time. It invades your privacy. Stop using Google. Use DuckDuckGo instead or some other alternative search engine. Stop using YouTube. You know, those I mentioned, bitshoot.com and d.tube, are sort of peer-to-peer. One of them, I think, is blockchain-powered. D.tube is. These are sort of up-and-coming, the alternative replacements for YouTube, and I encourage you to use those sites. You've got to stop allowing the technocracy to control your attention, to control what information you're getting. And lastly, start publishing your own content. Join the fight. Start a blog, start a podcast, film videos. I mean, the guy who just interviewed, Gary Franchi, you know, a few years ago, he just had like a microphone and a camera and a curtain, you know, and he was doing free speech videos. And look at him now, you know, he's all professional. He's got a huge animated backdrop and everything. And it's the same way here. I mean, Alex Jones started out as like a guy with a desk and a microphone and like a computer monitor behind him. And now it's a full on world class operation here. You can start small and you can join these liberty voices. And it is crucial that you do so. This is not about, you know, me or Alex or any one person. This is about the community of people who love freedom, who love liberty, who love the divine right to think for yourself, the right to express your point of view without being pummeled, and bludgeoned, and censored, and silenced, and insulted, and subjected to endless lawsuits like what's happening to Alex right now. It's insane. So join the fight. Now, I'm going to take some more calls in this segment, and also I just want to tease this one more time. I am going to talk about, in the last segment here, this recycling of aborted babies into the food supply. That is not a misstatement. This is factual. It is true. I'm going to connect the dots for you here, so you don't want to miss that segment here on the Alex Jones Show. It's the stuff that we have to talk about is so mind-numbing. It's atrocious. It's horrifying. We're going to get to that. You need to know that the food that you're eating and the food being fed to your children in the schools is being grown on, quote, fertilizer that consists of ground up, dead, aborted babies, okay? That is true. We're going to get to that. And I almost couldn't touch the subject, so I've been putting them off. We're going to talk to Lauren in California. Thank you for calling, Lauren. You're live on the air with the Health Ranger. Thank you. What's your question or comment? Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, it's great to be on with you. I'm a huge fan. Good to hear you again.
Thank you.
And Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this intensification of this censorship. It's crazy. And it's almost, you know, it's like 1984, and it seems to me like they're at the point they just want to go full force with it and then just act like nothing's happening until enough time passes, you know, and sweep it under the carpet.
Right.
And so we need to take action right now. You know, we need to do everything we can. And just like you were saying, you know, start small, do whatever you can. You know, me personally, I'm just, you know, I live in California. I own my own business. I listen to InfoWars daily, and I follow, you know, Mike Cernovich, you, you know, everybody else. And what I did was I started a website called InfoWarsOutpost.com, and I was fortunate enough to get on air the other day and discuss it with Owen and about the launch of it. And ever since I was on, actually, I've had a lot of contact and been flooded with people all over the country, very interested, trying to either find an outpost or either become an outpost. So I'm very excited about the outcome about that.
That's awesome, and, Lauren. Are you just sort of like curating and posting the top videos or top articles, or what are you gathered there, really? What's the topic?
Basically, the outpost is just if you own or manage an establishment or a business, it could be anything, you know, an art shop, a coffee shop, a restaurant, anything that has TV playing or a monitor playing, you know, instead of having CNN playing or, you know, bogus mainstream stuff playing, have InfoWars playing, have the broadcast playing.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's how you are an outpost. And the website is just a hub for everybody who wants to be part of it.
Also, you're encouraging these retail establishments to syndicate essentially and rebroadcast InfoWars content?
Yeah, just play it. And then people
fantastic.
On their phone. I'm trying to develop an app right now because ever since I was on the other day, a bunch of people have been contacting me trying to find them. So I'm trying to work on an app so it's simpler and people can go on their phone and open it up and go to InfoWarsOutpost.com and find an outpost in their city, in their town, and go to lunch and sit down and the broadcast will be
there. Very cool.
Friends.
Wow. I like the way you're thinking, Lauren. That's awesome. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. What you're doing is exactly what needs to be done. You did it on your own. It's kind of like a networking. It's almost a local level, peer-to-peer, truth warrior type of activity. Rock on, man. Good job. And thank you for your call. It's InfoWarsOutpost.com, I believe, was that domain name. Let's take a call from Blake in Michigan. Blake, we don't have much time, but go ahead with your question. I might have to answer it on the other side of this break, but go ahead, Blake.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to call in. I work very closely with Facebook, Google, and YouTube, and I think that every single person should get off the platform, stop watching cable. The only way that they're making money is once you see those ads. Every time you click on an ad, every single time you see something on television, that's how they're making all of their money.
Yes.
People say, oh, I'm watching the Super Bowl. I just want to watch the ad. Well, duh, that's where they're getting all their money from is when your TV's on and that ad's playing.
Blake, so we gotta go to break here. Your points are very well taken. Stay on the line with us. I'd like to ask you a question on the other side of this break, but what you said so far is right on target. You're listening to Mike Adams filling in today for Alex Jones here at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks for listening or watching. A lot more ahead.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car,
on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
We've got some horrifying true news for you in this segment coming up. But first, I want to continue our call with Blake, who works for an ad agency. And in the last segment, he was advising us to stop using Facebook and YouTube and Google, which is happens to align with my advice as well. But, Blake, I wanted to keep you over because it seems like you were on a roll. What else did you want to add?
I caution people to look at this on both sides of the coin, because if we fold our hand and everybody pulls out of these big sites, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, that opens up a void for something else that could be put in place that may not allow us to have the freedoms that we currently have on these networks that we're currently on, which are being very, you know, limited and put a lid on. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everybody needs to wake up and stop drinking the fluoride, start eating organic, and really need to get together with your local community to set up maybe a time for everybody to get together and actually really reconnect, because we're being viewed as just a number on a computer. We're being viewed as a follower or a click.
Well, I think
not even being viewed as real people anymore by all of these these multinational corporations.
You're absolutely right, Blake, and I really appreciate your call. I think what you're getting to is that the key is decentralization. When we hand our power over to a central video service, whether it's YouTube or some other video service that's centrally controlled, then we give up our autonomy. We give up our individuality. It's really about decentralization. Peer-to-peer networks, I believe, are the future of information. That's why I'm working in this realm as well with Real.Video. So I thank you for your call. We've got a lot more to cover here in this segment. I can't believe almost 3 hours has gone by. I really appreciate you tuning in. And if you want me back as a guest host, I mean, I have to run my own operation as well, so I can't be here that often. But if you want me back, let InfoWars know that you've enjoyed this broadcast so far. So far, there's even more coming. And I'd be happy to continue to join this fight for liberty in conjunction with the InfoWars operation, which, as I said, is a very professional operation. They're doing amazing work here. Now, we're going to change topics here and roll a video. This video is by, it features Julius Malema, who is apparently one of the communist leaders of a South African movement to not just take the property of all white people, but murder them. It's a short segment. We'll go ahead and roll that. We'll comment.
Are going to remove the mayor of PE, who is a DA member and a leader. Why? Because the mayor of DA in PE is a white man. So these people, when you want to hit them hard, go after a white man. They feel a terrible pain. Because you have touched a white man.
Because you what, a white man? What did he say there right at the end? He was making like machete sign, you know, machete chopping signs. That is some scary video. It's kind of like, because there were abuses of civil liberties in the past, that they now justify what sounds like the execution of white people in South Africa. That is scary, but it's also, of course, fully aligned with the way the left operates. And now, as I promise, probably the most horrifying news of the day, which really is a strong segue from that. It talks about the culture of death and destruction and almost kind of a demonic anti-life Satanism of the left. They have actually engineered a way that I'm going to describe here for you to eat your dead, for you to eat your dead babies. It is happening right now. You can't even believe it. We're going to start with this story about a recycling technology to eat your dead who have been bio-cremated, kind of like right out of the Matrix. There is a company in Canada. It's in a city called Smith Falls, and it uses a bio-cremation technology that dissolves the dead, and then they drain them into the city sewers. So instead of being, you know, traditionally cremated or buried, you are turned into a liquid goo, and then you're drained down the sewers, which goes, by the way, to a biosludge collection facility. And this biosludge is then, they drain the water off of it, and they distribute it to rural farms, and they spread it on crops. So, hey, your genetically modified corn that you're eating today could be growing in grandma's bio-cremated goo that was spread on the crops. That is happening right now. That technology exists. It's called bio-cremation. Now, that company had its license suspended because of violations by the city, but this technology does exist, and this is being argued for as a, quote, recycling technology. So now you're recycling the dead. But that's not where this story ends. This is also happening from LifeNews.com, a story here. Abortion clinics are grinding up remains of aborted babies and flushing them down the sewer. Abortion clinics. I mean, did you ever really wonder where the abortion biomass goes? I mean, what are they doing with all the dead fetal remains that they're, I don't want to get too graphic here, they're extracting this from, of course, women who want to have these abortions. And, of course, they target predominantly African-American neighborhoods. It's all about depopulating black communities all across America. This is part of the death cult of the left. And then that gets flushed down the drain, goes into a garbage disposal, just like kind of the one in your kitchen. And then it drains into the city sewer system, where it once again becomes biosludge. that is then trucked out of the biosludge facility. This happens in every major city in North America, including Canada and the United States. I've got a film coming up on it. It's called biosludged.com. That's where you can view the trailer. You can watch the film. We're incorporating this story into the film. It's unbelievable. And it's spread on crops like fruit orchards in the Pacific Northwest, like corn crops are grown in this biosludge that is now, we know, made of ground up, disposed remains of aborted babies. Think about the demonic evil of this system that is censoring voices of reason and voices of liberty. They're censoring me. They're censoring Alex Jones, all these other people. They parade these children around after the Parkland shooting, but they don't tell you that they're supporting the abortion, quote, recycling of dead babies into the biosludge, into the food supply, and they're feeding back to you and your children in school lunch programs. They're feeding back to you your own dead baby fertilizer, if you can call it that. The reason I decided to mention this story is because it showcases the sickness, the mental insanity, the deep, dark, just seething evil that infects these people, which is why they have to lie constantly about everybody who's a patriot. They have to attack. They have to smear. They have to claim that they love children. They love the Parkland school children, and the NRA, they say, hates the children. Well, guess what? The NRA isn't grinding up your babies and putting them into the sewer system. The NRA isn't spreading your dead babies on your crops to feed them back to you. Okay? The NRA is just trying to say the oldest civil rights group in America. I'm losing it over here. They're trying to say that we have the right to defend ourselves. To defend ourselves against the deranged, violent, lunatic left that has now decided not only are they going to chew up and grind up your dead babies and feed them back to you through this so-called grain recycling. I mean, give me a break. But they're going to silence the people who speak out against this. I'm already being targeted for daring to pre-announce that film, the biosludge film. I've been leaked information that says I'm going to be targeted because of that film. When that film comes out, guess what? Hit pieces against the Health Ranger in the New York Times and the Washington Post and everywhere else. It's coming. You can count on it. But is it going to silence me? No way. And you know why? Because I am an info warrior. And that's why I'm here today. And that's why I appreciate your support. And I ask you to support this organization, Infowars.com, and the Infowars store, which you can find, of course, at Infowarsstore.com. As long as you keep the cash flow running into this engine, we will keep fighting for your right to speak, your right to think, your right to even exist, which is now under threat in this outrageous attack on free speech. Your First Amendment is under attack. Your Second Amendment is under attack. Your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, your very existence is under attack by these deranged lunatic leftists who are pushing us into a civil war. But we will be here with your support. We will be here to continue fighting for your right to exist, your right to speak. We will be that defense system for this republic. And we do this voluntarily. We do it knowingly. We know we're going to be attacked. We know that everything is on the line. We know that this is probably the most important act that we will ever engage in our lifetimes. We need your support. Help us fight the info war. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today. Hope to be back soon. I'll talk to you then. Stay strong, everyone.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.